Penguin Random House Audio presents Source Code, My Beginnings by Bill Gates. Read for you by Will Wheaton, with the prologue and epilogue read by the author. This is the author, Bill Gates. In memory of my parents, Bill Gates and Mary Maxwell Gates, and my sisters, Christy and Libby. The prize is the pleasure of finding the thing out. Richard P. Feynman. Prologue. When I was around 13, I started hanging out with a group of boys who met up for regular long hikes in the mountains around Seattle. We got to know each other as Boy Scouts. We did plenty of hiking and camping with our troop, but very quickly we formed a sort of splinter group that went out on our own expeditions. And that's how we thought of them, as expeditions. We wanted more freedom and more risk than the trips the scouts offered. There were usually five of us: Mike, Rocky, Riley, Danny, and me. Mike was the leader. He was a few years older than the rest of us and had vastly more outdoor experience. Over the course of 3 years or so, we hiked hundreds of miles together. We covered the Olympic National Forest west of Seattle and Glacier Peak Wilderness to the northeast and did hikes along the Pacific coast. We'd often go for 7 days or more at a stretch, guided only by topographic maps through old-growth forests and rocky beaches where we tried to time the tides as we hustled around points. During school breaks, we'd take off on extended trips, hiking and camping in all weather, which in the Pacific Northwest often meant a week of soaked, itchy army surplus wool pants and pruny toes. We weren't doing technical climbing. No ropes or slings or sheer rock faces, just long, hard hikes. It wasn't dangerous beyond the fact that we were teenagers, deep in the mountains, many hours from help, and well before cell phones were a thing. Over time, we grew into a confident, tight-knit team. We'd finish a full day of hiking, decide upon a place to camp, and with hardly a word, we'd fall into our jobs. Mike and Rocky might tie up the tarp that would be our roof for the night. Danny foraged the undergrowth for dry wood, and Riley and I coaxed a starter stick and twigs into our fire for the night. And then we ate cheap food that was light in our packs, but substantial enough to fuel us through the trip. Nothing ever tasted better. For dinner, we'd chop up a brick of Spam and mix it with Hamburger Helper or a packet of beef stroganoff mix. In the morning, we might have Carnation Instant Breakfast Mix or powder that with water transformed into a Western omelet, at least according to the package. My morning favorite, Oscar Mayer Smoky Lynx, a sausage billed as all meat, now extinct. We used a single frying pan to prepare most of the food, and we ate out of empty number 10 coffee cans we each carried. Those cans were our water pails, our saucepans, our oatmeal bowls. I don't know who among us invented the hot raspberry drink. Not that it was a great culinary innovation. Just add instant jello mix to boiling water and drink. It worked as dessert or as a morning sugar boost before a day of hiking. We were away from our parents and the control of any adults, making our own decisions about where to go, what to eat, when we slept, judging for ourselves what risks to take. At school, none of us were the cool kids. Only Danny played an organized sport, basketball, and he soon quit that to make time for our hikes. I was the skinniest of the group and usually the coldest, and I always felt like I was weaker than the others. Still, I liked the physical challenge and the feeling of autonomy. While hiking was becoming popular in our part of the country, not a lot of teenagers were traipsing off in the woods for 8 days on their own.